This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado health officials are concerned about the state's COVID positivity rate. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The state health department reports that the rate of positive tests was almost 6.3% Thursday. That's above the key 5% level. It's been above 6% for the last week and has more than doubled since mid-March. But it's five times lower than mid-January's Omicron wave peak. COVID-19 hospitalizations rose to 110 last week, up 33 since mid-April, but that's 1,500 lower than the highest recorded in the Omicron wave. More than 1,300 Colorado lives have been lost due to the virus since the start of the pandemic. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
State lawmakers are giving homeowners some tax relief. A bill passed the legislature last week that would reduce the statewide assessment rate for 2 years to help offset soaring property values. Republican Representative Colin Larson.
The people of Colorado are facing an enormous property tax increase right now if nothing goes forward.
Many property owners will still see their taxes go up, but not as much as they would without this bill. It's the result of a deal between lawmakers, the governor, and a conservative political group that wanted voters to decide on a more sweeping tax reduction. Well, it's going to be a little bit cooler today, highs in the upper 70s around Denver, but fire danger remains high across the state. You're listening to CPR News.